Yo, this is a monopoly. Niggas ain't stopping me, and we can't lose, cause Puff set us up properly. Just won't settle for lesser, who won't test us? We be in the five with the goose headresses. Locks put niggas under pressure, you should've knew that. So is them new cats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that Jada, man. He was going in. What's good, y'all? We back, man. You know what I mean? It's a different type of intro this week. You like, oh, what's going on? Where Wild Bill at? I'll tell you where he at. Well, I can't tell you where he at because I don't know, man. It's just me in here. I got Bean on silent in the corner right here. Got Taylor on the boards. Like, Wild Bill, man, he's in a secure location right now, man. I don't know his location because I tried to hit to find my friend on the iPhone, man, and nothing popped up. So, but we were able to get him on the line. And he's calling in right now from a secure location. Well, Bill, are you there? Can you hear us?
Gentlemen, I don't specifically know. I was kidnapped. I think I was put in the back of a van. I definitely got on a plane.
Who got you?
I think I'm somewhere near Carol Baskin's ranch.
Hillary got you down there?
She heard
you was watching them YouTube conspiracy videos, man. She got you down there in the basement. You with the kids, man? Do you hear any kids?
She heard I was the plug for adrenochrome.
What the fuck is adrenochrome? That shit sound crazy.
See, that just tells me that you don't know enough yet.
Nah, I don't.
You don't know enough yet.
I don't. I'm calf deep. I'm calf deep in the rabbit hole, man. I'm going feet first. I don't want to dive. Matter of fact, I'm feet first, so I'm knee deep. I'm knee deep, man. Cause once I get up to my neck, man, it's a wrap. It's a wrap, man. I might just be silent for a whole 30 days. Just don't say nothing. Four episodes.
I wonder if this. Obviously, I'm not really being held captive, or maybe I am. But for people that are being held captive, and then like say they escape, right? Is the travel ban still going in effect for them?
I don't know, man. Because what do you tell them? Like, they're not going to believe you. Are they going to believe you?
They're like, travel ban? What are you talking about? I'm like, dude, there's a pandemic. Let me catch you up, bud.
So they was going the whole time. Okay. So they was going before the Rona. Yeah.
At least the past seven months.
Okay. So they was held captive for a couple months, like, and they just come out. They get out. They escape during the Rona. Because the person who got them caught the Rona and died. They had pre-existing conditions and shit in it. So the nigga who, of course, he gonna have pre-existing conditions. Like he kidnapping niggas. So boom. So he upstairs dead. The nigga sneak out. He like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Shh, Rona, yeah. Rona here. Rona saved you. Damn, that'll be a dope ass movie.
Right.
That'll be a dope movie.
Revenge of the Rona.
Yeah. Revenge of the fucking Rona. Damn, man. If it's a movie producer out there listening, yo, and y'all take that idea, yo, just shout me and Wild Bill out, because we thought of that on the spot.
It's after Dr. Fauci and his evil henchmen come up and develop a vaccine, right? Then yeah. the Rona comes back and you know, Revenge of the Rona, like Revenge of the Nerds, like the sequel. The Rona comes back with a vengeance.
So,
Mike Myers.
Okay, so it just start like that, right? That's how the movie start. It starts as Revenge of the Rona. It's no, you don't see no prequel. The prequel is gonna come 10 years later. That's how they're going to do it.
Correct, yeah. And I imagine that Revenge of the Rona, the opening scene, would take place in a trailer park somewhere in South Florida.
Okay. Yeah, because, it's a lot of wild shit be happening down there in Florida, man. Real wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would definitely be believable.
I saw on the TV today, I think they said that Florida has more cases of Rona than Europe.
In Europe alone?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, they didn't they shut shit back down out there, like bars and shit like that?
From what I've been told, I know, well, I'll tell you myself. I had a fine dining experience eating in a restaurant today.
Oh, shit.
First time in 159 days.
Oh, shit. So that's where you at. You out in Florida somewhere. All right. All right, you had a sit down. You was inside. Was there any social distancing going on in there, or it was just regular?
Nah, they were spaced out. Oh, and right. I'll be honest with you, there was my table, and then probably one or two other tables, and the other table was like two old people.
All right,
probably someone's grandparents.
Was the food good?
Fantastic.
Okay, so all right, was it worth getting the Rona if you got it? The meal was good as shit, but fuck it. I got a dry cough, but fuck it. The meal was good as shit. It was worth
it. What, it pops up? Imagine if that's how the restaurant advertised, like how side effects of certain medicines, when they come out, they're like, side effects may include Rona, herpes, yeah. That. And you're like, yeah. But the buffalo chicken dip was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That'll be some Florida shit, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, all right. That's what's up, man.
It was just different.
That's what's up,
man.
Yeah,
it was good, though.
What you doing out there, man?
We're out here chasing these chips. It's trying to be Chip City. We got the playing in the Nationals for hockey.
How many games you got to play to get to the chip game?
Potentially four round robin games, and then they do a seeding. So the top 10 seeds make it.
Yeah.
And then, the top four get a bye right into the quarterfinals. And then, so potentially like up to 7 games, I think.
Damn. And they do this all on the weekend? Oh, well, for the rest of the week?
Our first tip is Friday morning, 9:45.
Oh, and when's it?
And then...
How long would it last? Sunday?
So we got a game... Yeah, we got one game Friday morning, a game Friday night, two more round robins on Saturday, possibly a game, and a playoff game Saturday night, and then maybe two... Maybe two or three on Sunday, something like that. Depends.
Oh, that's a lot of hockey, man. You gonna be ready for that? You an old head, like you kind of up there in age, dog. Like you gonna be like, damn, I got another fucking game. I was ready to pack it in. You gonna be ready for that?
I'm so ready. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a gamer, bro.
All right. You've been preparing. Like
tunnel vision.
You ain't take no time off. Cause I remember I came up to your crib one day and you was like, oh yeah, I'm out in the neighborhood skating, bro. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So
shit
you was
changed for me.
So you stayed in shape. You was ready for this shit.
Yeah. This has been the goal all year.
All right.
Fuck the Rona. I'm not gonna let that knock me off. You know all right. What I mean? Just like we told everybody with the pod too. Like, as hey, as long as we're allowed to come do this.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
That's the same mentality. Same mentality. Whether it's this, that, the other, playing pipe, whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? It don't matter. I have the same enthusiasm for no matter. If I'm into it, I'm into it. No homo.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that, man. So how many?
What's going on back up north?
Shit, man. Same shit. You know, I've been working, man. I've been fucking working. Sitting at the port, like, all fucking day, dog. 3 long days in a row. This shit trash. But, you know.
Horrible.
You know, gotta get this bread somehow. Some way.
My airport experience wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it was light in there.
Yeah, it was fucking empty. I mean, for the most part, the airport was empty, and the plane probably only 4 people in our little section there or whatever.
Damn, nobody traveling.
I mean, it was a couple people off, a couple of Kens and Carols and Karens or whatever, fucking on their white people shit. I'm pretty sure I texted you that this morning, no mask, and just like, a couple of them type of people.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
I stared at her. I stared at the one bitch with an evil fucking face until she put the fucking mask on. Just to be a jerk off.
Yeah.
How many?
Not that I gave a fuck, you know what I mean?
How many passengers did you see before you got on the plane?
How many did I see?
Do you say pastors or pastors?
Passengers. Oh, passengers. As in people that don't work there.
Oh, I thought you said pastor too. I was like, what are they giving that? Right?
No.
Like,
what was it, a church convention of his or shit?
My son, you're going to South Florida. Let me bless you. You might not make it back. I don't know. I would probably say like maybe 30 on the plane total. Tops.
But you had the whole row to yourself though, right?
Facts.
Oh, all right.
Like a waste of fuel for 30 people.
Hey man, fuck it. They gonna tax niggas once the Rona over. Once the Rona over, they gonna tax you. They gonna be like, yeah, y'all what's need us. Y'all
Taylor,
need us now.
Taylor,
the price went
Taylor,
up.
Taylor, what's worse, a waste of fuel or a waste of flesh?
Whoa.
What? What does that even mean?
There's a lot of wasted flesh down here where I'm at, brother. I'm like, I was looking at some of these people and I'm like, oh my God.
I thought you were talking about
God's forgotten people down here.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you was
talking about. Oh, yeah.
Loaf.
That's it. That shit sounded wild.
Whoa. Hey now.
shit, man. So yo, how many fights you think you gonna get into? Can you fight?
No fighting or no spitting.
Oh shit, you said spitting. They be spitting on people, yo?
Not spitting on people, I guess just generally spitting like on the bench or like people.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like sports spitting, whatever. I saw the fighting part and I was like, that's what made me like maybe start reconsidering things, not coming down to another hot zone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A hot zone that's not even a, here's your TI word for the week. A hot zone that's not even erogenous.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, man. Erogenous zone. Okay, okay.
Being sexual.
Yeah.
Being sexual and naked. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it late.
So not one of those.
Oh shit, man!
But the fighting is what made me reconsider. I was like, "What the fuck, dude?"
So you can't. Oh, you can't fight because of the Rona, but any other time you would be able to.
They probably like you slide, but they said it's they'll eject you and probably. I don't even know that I could do that anyway because I'm the captain, so I can't be out there fucking fighting and shit like that. That's a bad look.
Oh, you're a captain. All right. Okay.
Yeah. No, the captain.
Oh, you the captain. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna be doing captain things out there. You're gonna be, you know what I mean, getting buckets out there.
I'm gonna do my thing, man. I tore it up. I had a really good tournament, a tune-up tournament on Saturday.
Mm.
They said, "Damn, I didn't even know Bill." They said, "I didn't even know Bill had moves." I said, "I didn't either, cuz."
Oh, okay. All right. Once shit open back up, man, I need to see y'all play, man. I need to see y'all play. I need to see y'all get it in.
We're gonna watch this week. I'm gonna send the link.
Oh, all right, yeah,
definitely. I'll send a live link.
Yeah, I went on the site. I went on the site and I was looking to see if they was gonna have some live shit. I'm like, damn, I don't see nothing. But yeah, I'm trying to see that.
We'll have some shit.
You know what another
interesting thing that I saw yesterday involving a school down here. Hold on, let me see. Where's my notes? That's from last week. Burning wood like a Camden hooker. Hold on. Here we go. It says Florida State just barred many employees from caring for kids while working home remotely.
So you can't watch your kid. Your kids can't be in the house while you're working. That's what that said.
Yeah, it says.
Oh yeah, that's the most Florida. That's some Florida shit right there, man.
It took this woman. Her name's Jenny Root. The article was about her. She received Friday afternoon an email arrived, and it says remote work update. And basically, in 2020, when the Rona first broke out, the university communicated a temporary exemption to a policy which allowed employees to care for their children while at home. Temporary work agreement.
They got a picture of Jenny. Mm-hmm. Did you see a picture of her?
Yeah.
She looked like she got black. She looked like she got black kids. What if her kids bad as hell in the background, just fighting and shit, knocking shit over, breaking shit,
yeah,
yelling?
Like that was the reason. Yeah, like Jenny, it really doesn't have anything to do with anyone else's kids except yours specifically.
Yeah,
Jenny's got a bunch of fucking
Little Tashawn and shit. Little Jalen.
Yeah, she's got a little baby kids running the fuck around, right? Yeah.
If Jenny got it like a shortcut with like a little black dye in that shit, like a blonde haircut, short blonde haircut with black dye in it, she definitely got a black man and black kids.
With a fade in the back.
With a fade, yeah, definitely. Definitely the fade in the back.
Then they said throughout the process, they said they were very supportive. And then they got this, she got a follow-up email, and it just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
She said her boss had been extremely supportive and encouraging while she took care of her 4-year-old, and then she's got a 7-month-old, I believe it said.
Oh, yeah.
All while filing for tenure. Now the school seemed to be saying employees couldn't juggle anymore. Do your work or watch your children. You can't do both.
Nah, she got a seven-month-old. That's a fucking newborn, yo. That's a newborn.
Yeah.
She got a newborn and a toddler in that bitch. Them motherfuckers is driving her crazy, yo. Newborn keep crying.
Well, I guess
the toddler might be crying, calling her. Look, mom, look at this. Mom, look. Mom, yo, you know how many fucking times I hear dad look in the fucking house, yo? Oh my God. Dad, look. Dad, you look over. What? Oh, never mind. Never mind. You mad.
I'm going over under 40.
Never mind. You mad.
47 million a day.
Yeah,
over under.
Yeah, I fucking went off.
I'm taking the over.
I went off on my daughter, right? You got to. I went off on my daughter because she kept calling me. I finally look at her and she says, oh, never mind. I'm like, yo, don't do that shit. I'm like, you keep fucking calling me. I stop what I'm doing. I look at you, and you don't like how I look at you. So you think I'm mad, and now it's never mind. No, tell me or do what the fuck you was going to do, and because you have my full attention. And it's like, now she got an attitude and shit. Like, come on, man. Kids is a pain in the ass sometimes, man. Like, shout out to the parents out there that know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's one of my pet peeves, too. I hate that shit. Yeah. I don't know. I opened up another tab in my brain, and I was going to say, I don't know, it was going to make a correlation to something, but it probably doesn't make sense now, so just fuck it.
All right.
Fuck it. I'm out on that one. I'm tapping out.
shit, man. You fuck with the song I opened up with, man. I had to play some Jada, yo. Yo, did you see the?
Yeah, that was a good move.
You ain't see the battle, yo? Fab versus Jada.
No, because everyone else doesn't know is that the Wi-Fi at my location is almost non-existent, so yeah.
Yo.
Not getting videos.
Yo,
there'll be
shit.
No live battles or porn hubbing or any of that sorts of any internet
Yeah, no, 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 ain't no time for the hub out there, man. You gotta save your testosterone. You gotta save your testosterone for the hub, like, you got the tourney. Nah, but yo, but the fucking battle, dog, the battle the other night, that shit was crazy, yo. I thought, I knew you was gonna be watching it because you watched the fucking reggae jump. You watched the Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. I'm like, damn. Yo, but yo, Kiss killed him, man. He killed him. He just got too many classic, timeless verses, timeless songs, timeless features. Like, he did Fab filthy out there, man. Filthy.
So I saw a couple of whites arguing online in a thread, right? Yeah. And the one said some bullshit like blah 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 blah. Oh, the guy said, "Whatever happened to DJ Clue?" And then. Like, I think he was like, just at, I'm like, he was on the fucking thing that you're talking about. What are you fucking retort? And then he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know much about something, but I know Loso is better. And I was like, I don't know. And then he said, Loso had more hits than Jada. And I was like, I don't know about that either, kid. I think you're on fucking drugs. You better go get a drug test because I think you relapsed, cuz.
Yeah, he tripping, man. He tripping. Yo, fucking Kiss their songs with Biggie, man. He was from that era. He from that Biggie era, man. Fab ain't come out until after that. So yeah, he got about 4 or 5 years on Fab, like career wise. So yeah, man, he tripping.
Probably even more than that. I think what is Fab's first album come out on? 2, 1, 2, something like that.
But I think Fab was like he started coming up on the mixtapes probably like 2000.
Sure.
Yeah, but and Kiss was out.
It was already established.
95, 96.
They were already on their set. The Locks was already on their second album by then.
Yeah.
And Jada and he dropped his debut on the following summer.
Yeah, man, Kiss was on. Kiss was on All About the Benjamins, man. Like, come on, He got classic. He got classic songs with Jay-Z, DMX, man. Like, shit is ridiculous. Fab had no chance. He had no chance. But that shit was dope.
It was good.
Yeah, that shit was dope because they was like performing and shit too. Well, Jada was. They was both drunk as shit, first of all. Jada Kiss.
Listen, just answer me this one question. If they didn't fly Puff in and Puff started dancing with the shiny suit with a bottle of Ciroc, I'm not even wasting my time.
Nah, Puff wasn't there. He was in Miami, probably with French Montana, cuddled up and shit. You know how they get down.
Probably with fucking A-Rod.
Yeah.
Probably with fucking A-Rod and J-Rod.
He with J-Lo, A-Rod in the corner on some cuck shit. That's what he doing.
That's what he doing, man.
Yeah, man, but that shit was fire, yo, the fucking battles. I don't really be fucking with them shits, but that one right there, I had to tune in for that, man.
Let me ask you this. Is this the way that we're going to have to start, like, are live shows dead? Are we even going to be able to go watch live music anymore? Like,
yeah,
for the foreseeable future,
that shit dead.
It's going to be live streams.
Yeah, they doing it now. They had the BET Awards. It was live stream. But the crazy thing is, yo, I think if Joe Biden wins the election, the Rona gonna go away. They gonna be like, oh, Rona over.
We good.
That shit going.
You ain't voting for Rona. You ain't black, Jack. Like, what? Joe, Rona's not even running.
Yeah.
Like, that dude. Did you see the commercial, the fucking ad for Joe Biden, like one of Trump's ads?
No, what'd he say?
So bad.
He called Trump a name or some shit?
No, it's just the ones where he's like, all fucking, you know, all the one times that he fucked up, he's like, what did he say? Donald Trump is the only man, or Biden is the only man that could beat Biden, or some shit. And then he's like,
it was a Trump ad. Damn.
Making fun of Joe Biden, yeah. Which is kind of funny in itself because that guy's not one to fucking. That guy's a fucking idiot too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's not without his covfefe. Yeah. I need to like name the 47,000 typos he's had since he fucks up.
He be fucking up, man. He be fucking up.
This is the
Me Too election. They both got Me Too allegations, accusations.
Multiple.
They both rapists. They both fucking rapists, yo. Like creepy Joe and nasty Don. Dizzy Don.
Yeah, fucking Don. I got
Donnie.
Bone spurs. I can't go to Vietnam. I got bone spurs that aren't really there. And by bone spurs, I mean the kind that you get bubbly when 13-year-olds come around.
Man, was he on the island too? Was Trump on the Epstein Island?
Nah, but he's definitely been credibly accused of fucking kids in his Manhattan apartment.
Whoa. Yeah, they all Ooh. Doing that. So they all fucking kids out there, man, huh?
In the media, they would call that a salacious allegation.
Why that shit don't be coming up, yo? Why the media keep shit like that under wraps? Like money?
I don't know.
But you would think they would try to do it to Trump because they trying to do anything to like
everything's
get him
out
of
there.
Here.
Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I'm talking about the 13-year-old girl shit. Like, I seen some videos where, you know, a girl brought up the court documents and shit. Like the girl sued Donald Trump, and then the case was like dismissed or some shit. Then and like right before
so they
the
had
election,
to go before, so she brought the allegation. She brought the charges originally to a judge in California, and then it was filed, I want to say, in June, and by July or August, it was dismissed.
Yeah.
And then they filed it again in the Southern District of New York, and 4 days before the election...
Chuck Rhodes took that case.
Chuck Rhodes from Bobby Bacala took the fucking case and said, yo, can't get down the lane because that's my guy Donnie.
Yeah.
Fucking help me build this building. Yeah, that's why.
Damn.
You know why?
It's nasty out
Money.
Here.
They don't
why,
give a fuck.
Why that shit?
Yeah.
You would think that they would bring that shit up in the news. You would see that shit in the news because they try and get him out of here by any means, but they like, nah, we not going to put that out. Why not?
Opens up too many doors.
Too many, right? Because then they'd be like, well, yeah, Hillary
correct.
Did it too.
Mm.
Obama did it.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, we ain't even going to go into that.
Not Barry.
We ain't even going to go into all that, man.
Not the people's champ, dude.
Yeah, we got to have your conspiracy friend on, yo. We got to talk some shit, man. I'm knee deep right now, yo. Knee deep.
Damn. Next week. We're going to try and get in next week.
You have a conspiracy friend.
Yep.
I got all kinds. Yeah,
all kinds.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to have to screen some of these because there's a lot that are just like terrible bullshit.
I don't know. We going to have to see, man. You debunked some, Taylor.
Are we talking like
Taylor and they're debunking shit?
Are we talking like, about nah. like Pizzagate level shit? Like
yep.
That's when we get goofy.
Yep, that right there. It's wild shit.
Taylor is the Taylor's the conspiracy fact checker.
Yep. He like, nah. He like, nah, that ain't true. He like, nah, that ain't true. It's too crazy. It's too crazy to be true. What? You never know. You wasn't there.
So we're going with everything Alex Jones says.
You what? Nope, not Alex Jones. I ain't
That's
Alex
what I'm
Jones
talking about.
Somebody else said it.
Okay.
Somebody else said it.
Fucking turning the frogs gay. Right?
They got stuff to make you gay, yo.
Turning the frogs gay.
I heard they were sending off. I heard they were sending off gay bombs in the fucking Vietnam War, yo. Gay fucking bombs.
Gay bombs.
Gay bombs, yo. Yeah. Look up the gay bomb. Bomb. Yo, just imagine that. Yo, just imagine getting hit with a gay bomb. Like, you just, yo.
What the fuck is a gay bomb? Like, what do you even
need
a gay bomb?
Yo, they drop that shit on you. They drop it on you like Hiroshima, Nagasaki. And then next thing you know.
But it's what?
Next thing you know, you craving dick.
And you're an interior designer.
You like, damn, I'm hungry. I want a glizzy.
Like that.
They drop the bomb. They drop the bomb, and all of a sudden, you trying to find the nearest Frank stand. looking for the glizzies.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they got some shit out there. Taylor, what's her name? Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get Sam on. We got to get Sam on and get fucking balls deep. Not in Sam, into the conspiracies.
Into the gay bombs.
Into the conspiracies. Right. I don't into mean to. Gay, don't me, don't me too me, Sam. We're not getting balls deep in you. We're respectful over here.
Right.
We try to get into conspiracies.
Still, right? Yeah, but why? I mean, yeah, some conspiracy. I guess, yeah, maybe screening for anything that might get us fucking booted off the air or.
Nah, man. Ain't nobody booting us off, man. Come on now.
I'm booting us off of life. I mean, they might have to. What if we go so deep that we're right on the precipice of unlocking it all?
Nah,
then they fucking.
They not gonna believe us. They gonna be like, man, we'll leave them idiots alone. They don't fucking know shit. They're not credible.
I don't want anyone to hang myself.
What?
Think about it.
Yeah, I got
right.
it.
I don't want anyone. Yeah.
You don't want anyone to fucking commit suicide and shit.
Right. I don't want anybody to suicide me.
Hmm. Look. Bean looked up the gay bomb. The gay bomb and halitosis bomb are formal names for two non-lethal psychochemical weapons that the United States Air Force Research Laboratory speculated about producing. Oh, so it's not real. The theories involve discharging female sex pheromones over enemy forces in order to make them sexually attracted to each other. Damn. So they thought about it. How high you gotta be to think of a gay bomb? Like, yo, we should fucking make a
the
bomb.
U.S. government high.
We should
that's
make.
How,
we
that's
should.
How high.
We should make a fucking bomb that we drop on them that they'll just fall in love with each other. And they'll just start fucking each other. What? How high you gotta be to think of some shit like that, dog? That's some
U.S.
wild,
government high. That's
yeah,
that
that's
high.
That's some wild yeah. shit. That's some wild shit to think of that. And they, I know they
We're
tried
make,
it.
Listen here, listen, they Colonel.
They tried it on some niggas. They tried it on niggas listen. First, and it didn't happen because niggas ain't going for that gay shit. They was like, man, what the fuck?
Listen, Colonel. Colonel, I got some of my finest men on this. What we're gonna do is we're gonna drop estrogen, and we're gonna have everyone in Southeast Asia homosexual.
Yeah, sucking dick.
Could you imagine having to be the guy that signs off on that? You're like, yeah, you know what? This is what the American taxpayers really want and need. Let's turn everyone in Southeast Asia gay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nah,
and they
man.
Sign off and they do it. And then they run research programs. That's fucking crazy.
That's how they do it, man. They did it. They wasted some fucking money. They shot it on some niggas in Compton. And they was like, yeah, these niggas still straight. They still out here fucking bitches. Like... It ain't work. So they're like, oh, whatever. Let's go back
gay
to bullets.
Bomb.
Regular bullets. Let's just send a nuke. Yeah.
Go back to rubber bullets.
Yeah. My man got shot with a rubber bullet in his face, man. Fuck. Sheesh.
Mm.
Damn, man.
Mm.
Yeah, damn. But it's all good, man. Did you see the... Did you see the fucking robot from Black Mirror? They releasing that shit for sale?
Which one?
The robot dog?
Oh, like Boston Dynamics?
Boston
one?
Dynamics, yeah. They selling the dog for $75K, yo.
I thought it would be more, honestly.
Man.
For like, what does it do? For what?
I bet you if you pay one... If you pay $125, you could get the gun attachments on there.
Like, what's the purpose of it?
I don't know. Would you rather have that or Alexa? Would you have that or Alexa? It could do shit for you. And they could probably put a pussy on it.
Yeah. If Alexa looked
for
like
freak white niggas
like
out
a mail
there.
Order, like a mail order one.
They definitely putting a fucking fleshlight on that right in the back, yo. And it cleans itself. self-cleaning fleshlight on his on the Boston Dynamics dog. shit. What's your pronoun?
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, what's Alexa's pronoun? as per your suggestion, I watched Defending Jacob last week.
How you like it?
Eh. I mean, at first I thought at first it was good, but then it was like the music just set the tone where it was like way overly dramatic and long and drawn out, more than I thought it had to be. And
yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. What didn't you like about it? You wanted fucking Jacob to do that shit, right? Because you hated that little motherfucker. I hated fucking Jacob, yo. I hated him. Did you hate Jacob?
I hated his condescending attitude.
He was a little bitch. He was a little bitch. Like, tell the truth. The fuck, yo? And they ain't fucking ask him the whole time. Like, yo, like, aggressively asked him. Because I know damn well if I got a fucking son and somebody accused him of murder and I'm a fucking, what was he, a prosecutor? Like...
They should have had the fucking prosecutors that fucking interviewed Brendan Dassey for making a murderer.
I can't remember.
They would have got that out of him.
I can't remember.
Well, they went in and they coerced the confession.
Yeah.
They coerced the confession out of him.
Well, yeah, that's because he was dumb. That's because he was dumb. That was fucking Brendan Dassey. He just wanted to go home and watch WrestleMania. He just wanted to get back and see wrestling.
That's all he talked about besides the murder.
He was like, yo, I can watch wrestling now. Try to go back. The fuck? Yeah, man. But, yo, I liked the show. Like, it was cool. But I just wanted... fucking Jacob to like get fucked up once. Like, somebody gotta put some hands on him, man. Like, you supposed to be his father. You supposed to put some hands on him. Cause he wasn't like giving he was just doing mad dumb shit. Like, this shit ain't real.
Yeah, especially considered like because they also like they hinted at the murder gene and the dad might obviously the grandfather was locked up for what he did and then
yeah the fucking we there was parts every where time talked, I, every time he popped up I'm like we are farmers dun 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 every time yo. what's that dude named?
Oh, I know you're talking about
the old bald head white dude.
Something Simmons, J.K. Simmons,
yeah, okay. Yeah, that is his name.
That dude's been around for a while, too. He was in the HBO joint, Oz.
Yep. Yeah, they got him for that, man.
He's in that. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, but that shit was all right.
So anyway,
man.
Yeah, Chris Evans, it is what it is.
I think I hated every character on that show, man.
Yeah.
I hated every
character. The wife was the worst.
Yeah.
She was absolutely terrible. Her facial expressions are absolute worst. I don't know how the fuck you get paid for. You get paid Hollywood money to make faces like that. Jesus Christ.
Yo, she looked just like the son. Like,
I've definitely seen women fake orgasms better than her real acting face. Fact.
Yeah. She looked crazy, yo. She looked like a little boy. She looked like Jacob. I was like, her and Jacob, I both hate them equally. Like, she just always
maybe
got
it was
this
the same
look.
Actor, and they, one was just in drag. Maybe one of them got one of those gay bombs from Nagasaki.
Yeah, Jacob, put this wig on. Play your mother. You're playing your mother now.
So you're actually going to be getting paid twice. You're going to get paid to play Jacob, but we just need you to put this wig on and fly down to Epstein Island.
And kiss Chris Evans real quick.
we're gonna
do a test run.
Yeah. We want you to scratch Chris Evans back with your beard. And you're like, what? I didn't sign up for this.
I don't have a beard. I'm 14.
Like, you want the Academy Award? And he's like, I'm not even up for it. It's an Apple TV original. You're like, well, you'll never get one if you don't start scratching. Fucking terrible. Shit.
Yeah, man, it's some nasty times we in, man. I just can't wait till the election over, yo. Because that's all this shit is. All this craziness right here is happening because it's the election year.
Election season.
It's election season, man.
Yeah, well, you know what else usually happens right around election too? They start coming rounding everybody up too. They start locking people up, you know, because it's part of their. I've seen it before. I may or may not have been rolled on by the jump out during an election year.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, definitely. I did a job for the other day for a corrections officer, and he's like, yeah, they're back out there. He said, I had 12 come in on a Sunday. I was like, I had to say zero because I didn't want the guy to be like, oh, yeah, no, Sundays are usually slow.
Yeah.
So I just was like, oh, is that a lot? He's like, for a Sunday? Oh, my goodness, yeah. And I said, oh, that's crazy. Damn. Let me get my money and get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I don't trust this dude. He might try to take me.
Probably. Like, yeah, come here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think
I don't know. What else is going on? What happened in your world this week?
I ain't been doing shit, yo. I seen something crazy, something funny on the internet. So Pop Smoke, he got an album coming out, right? And they threw the album cover out. So the internet went crazy on the album cover, and guess who fucking designed the album cover, man?
Kobe.
fucking Virgil. fucking your man Virgil. Remember I told you about Virgil where he donated $50 to George Floyd and shit? But he's the director of Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Mad rich. So this dude, he's a designer, and he designed the album cover. But the album cover, the fans put the shit together like yo, this shit is trash, bro. Like,
looks like a bad PS2 game.
Yeah, it was super trash, and they just went in on him, and then 50 Cent started going in on him the other day. And Virgil's married. Oh. Virgil's married to a white woman, right? And they found this picture of Virgil with his white woman and her family. And 50 Cent was like, "Yo, you look like you off of fucking Get Out and shit, man. You in the drunk place."
the one I saw the other day that looked like ice, but like a barbed wire ice.
Yes, that one. The fans got that shit out of here, man.
So that's what you came up with?
Yep. They wasn't going for it though.
I thought that was just some regular ass picture that they already had of the dude or something.
It was. They just photoshopped some goofy shit on there. I saw they did.
Come on. That's a disservice.
Yeah, it is.
To a fallen soldier. Come on. Like, that's terrible. I'm looking at it right now. It's fucking horrible. Like, it don't even look like real barbed wire. It looks like chain link fence that they wrapped some chain wire around to make it look like barbed wire. And then they threw in like a fucking faux diamond earring, like a fake diamond earring on top of it. Yeah, that's big. I wonder how much dude got paid for that. That bullshit.
Probably 2 Virgils. that's what I would have gave him. Like, hey, scram, bucko.
Oh, yep. That to be released July 3rd, but when the cover art was revealed, they said, Virgil, you're fucking fired.
Yeah,
and he's
man.
Like, I was just for fuck. Well, fuck they're not getting any money either.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up.
Fuck you. You got to pay us now. Widely ridiculed and roasted.
Yeah, donate the Pop Smoke family now. That's what you got to do. Donate to the fam. Show some love.
Oh, here we go. Here's his cop out. This album cover was... This is my Virgil voice. This album cover was like five things we talked about. He mentioned his story and felt like the metaphor of rose and thorns growing from concrete on his hood. Okay. I don't see roses or thorns there, dude.
Nope. That was the thorns.
Yeah,
that was the
right.
Thorns, man. Fuck out of here, Virgil. I ain't fucking with Virgil.
My grandpa calls me the thorn, like the thorn in his side.
Oh yeah. He's a pain in the fucking ass.
Pretty much.
I get it though. I get it, man. I bet you we all a fucking thorn in somebody's side in our family. So fuck it, man. You just got spare thorns and shit, like, for your family. You got one for them, one for him. You know what I mean? You got multiple. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Bill? What you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm thorn in a lot of people's side, definitely.
Yeah, man, but it's all good. Yeah, shit. You don't have a Rona, or do you got it?
Fact.
I think we all. I wonder how many people got it and didn't know, and like we just good now. I hope that shit happened to me. I hope I had it. I had it already. I don't know. We're gonna find out. Once that second wave come in, shit.
Yeah.
That second wave come in like, ow.
We don't even, what happens if you don't fucking, like, you're clear, but what happens if it, like, it's just dormant and you have it forever? We don't know.
Might be, man. Fauci, he wanted them, man. He wanted them, yeah. Man. He wanted them devil worshipers, man. We're going to get into it next week, Taylor. Fucking devil,
you know what,
worshiping Democrats.
I worship the devil. Stepping out the park. I worship the devil. I was doing it my former life. Mm.
Yeah. I seen
Fauci, devil worship, right?
Who?
Fauci, think he's a devil worshiper?
Yeah, hell yeah. He what's the name? Gates and them. Gates, fucking Hillary. They devil worshippers,
you know,
man. Hillary, Fauci. They devil worshippers and they be trafficking kids, man. Shit crazy, dude. Shit really wild. Like, you gotta get into it, Taylor. Get into it, man. Do your research.
Trying to stay mentally healthy.
I feel you. Nah, I respect that, because that shit, yo, that shit right there, once I got in, yo, I just got all the way in. I'm like, yo, let me go deeper. I ain't doing nothing else. I just be driving, and I find a video that's like 3 hours long. I just play it.
Start, oh, so you're just going through YouTube rabbit holes.
Start to finish. Yep. Driving.
All right. Who's your man on YouTube then?
You gotta listen to Young Pharaoh
for conspiracies.
Yes.
Okay.
Young Pharaoh, dog. He bring up evidence and all that shit. Like, and he funny as hell. He come in. He'll tell you some wild shit, and then he'll just throw some jokes in there. Like, yeah. He loves saying, "Yo, send the military." Donald Trump, send the military on that bitch. Talking about Hillary Clinton.
And then, like all good conspiracy theorists, they'll throw in some typed up words on an 8.5 by 11 paper and then fucking schmucks run with it. And they're like, oh my God, see? I love those people.
That's me. That's me right now.
This is irrefutable proof.
That's me right now. Like, yo, this shit crazy.
And they'll be like, I've researched it. And it's like, what have you researched? You're showing me a 5-minute YouTube clip and you expect me to totally disavow everything I've ever known in my life because of a 5-minute YouTube video.
Yep.
And the Earth is flat.
Yep.
Dinosaurs didn't exist. NASA's not real.
Oh no, nah, I ain't fucking with them. I ain't fucking with them. I don't think the Earth flat. I don't think the Earth flat.
Bro,
man.
Mel Gibson.
Thank God.
Yeah, nah. I ain't on that shit. I ain't on the Earth. The Earth flat wave.
What's the wildest one that you believe in?
It's not even that I believe it. It's just I'm not believing it. That's what it is. I'm like, yo, it could be true. You never fucking know.
If you want to change my mind on something, like just anything, what's the one you're gonna pick? Like, you gotta change the way I look at everything.
Just watch the Young Pharaoh shit where he talking about the one joint I watched the other day.
I'm saying, what's the one thing?
Oh, the one thing I watched was they lied about when during the election. This ain't even like no conspiracy
2016?
Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
They lied about Trump fucking with the Russians. They faked that shit. They gave in false evidence, and it was proven in court that he didn't have no connection with Russia.
Yeah.
During the election.
Okay. That's plausible.
Yeah. And
like, I'm just trying not to dive in the deep end.
And they faked, and they was like faking evidence, but because they thought that Hillary was going to win by a landslide, and they was just going to like scrap the fucking investigation once she got in.
Yeah.
But she didn't get in. So the shit got fucked up, and Trump was like, nah, yo, y'all work for me now. Like, we going to expose this shit. And he exposed it. And okay. it was in court.
Yeah.
So he got his videos of them in court talking about this shit. Like, this dude talking to some Democrat dude, and he just going in on him. Like, he ain't had no answers for him. So that shit right there is like, it make you look at shit different. Like, oh, shit. Like, I was believing this whole time that he was working with the Russians, and now he wasn't. So it's like, it make you look at the media and everything different now. Like, yo, what the fuck is really going on? So then I just dive deeper and deeper. Like, yo, let me fucking watch some other shit. When you get as deep as realizing they all shapeshifters? Nah, I ain't get that. They ain't say nothing about that. No lizard people.
Fucking aliens. They're all like amphibious fucking creatures.
Nah, they ain't getting into no shit like that. They ain't getting into no like they lizard people or some shit like that.
You're only on the first layer, bro.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get down to that because I'm not going to believe that shit.
That's more what I was keep like.
Nah, yeah. hell no.
That's what I'm saying. There's like,
look into it, man. Keep peeling that onion. Keep peeling that onion, bro.
Yeah, nah.
There's Alex Jones level, and then there's like actual plausible level.
Nah, the level I'm at is plausible.
Yes, that's more what I was.
Yeah, but he was talking about the Pizzagate shit. Yo, and he got fucking like he got some shit, yo. he sent the military in, bust in the door and gun butt that bitch. Yo, fucking Chris. Did you know Chris Cuomo got nipple rings, yo?
Why do I care?
No, Andrew.
Yo,
who cares?
I mean, not Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York.
Yes,
got fucking big ass nipple
rings. I know what you're
rings.
Talking about. Yes,
he got nipple rings, yo. Why does he have nipple rings?
Why do you care?
I don't care, but somebody was like, yo, he got nipple rings. He a freak boy. So they added that to. When Epstein, when they went to his fucking call log, Epstein called, what's his name, the governor. Why was he calling the governor? And Epstein got the island with the fucking underage girls and shit.
This
dude got nipple rings. So you put the nipple rings with the underage girls. Freak boy.
How are you?
Freak
how
body
are you,
boy.
How like, are you lining those together?
They freaks, man. They all work together because then Hillary.
Just
because
you have nipple rings doesn't make you a pedophile.
Shit, though, it make you a freak though. You
okay, some, it doesn't make you a pedophile.
You into some freaky shit. All right, so all right, it don't make you a pedophile, but you got phone calls with Jeff Epstein. If you fucking cool with a dude who's fucking kids, who has an island full of kids, and it's known. That he would blackmail politicians on his island.
Okay, you should have started with the phone calls, not the fact that he has nipple rings.
Hey, man, you got to throw that shit in there to make it a little bit more believable. Like, oh, he got nipple rings, so he into that freak shit, right? The nipple rings is irrelevant to this whole story.
Yes, because
they're relevant.
Yeah, and you could be on somebody's call log, considering the fact that he knew lots of politicians, and Cuomo. It's not like Cuomo has just started coming around. The guy was former mayor of New York City, and his dad was the former mayor, so they have contacts. That I mean, I guess I could kind of understand being in that circle with a wealthy financier or blackmailer, if you will.
Yeah, so they fucking around. They doing shit with each other because ain't no way a dude who got an island with young girls on there going ever want to call me. Because I'm not going to be friends with you. Like, I'm not fucking with you. Yo, leave me alone, yo. Matter of fact, I'm snitching on you. I'm calling the people on you. Send the fucking military, yo. It's fucking little girls on this island fucking held captive and got to have sex with creepy old white men. Go get them. Go rescue them. And fucking and execute these motherfuckers on there, yo. Like, you got to, yo, go help them.
You know what's even crazier? When you are credibly accused being an active participant in this, right?
Yeah.
And the prosecutor that let the Mr. Epstein off Alex Acosta, what do? If you're the president, you then give that guy a job as the Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of Labor oversees child sex crimes and child sex trafficking.
Who did that? Trump did that? Oh, so Trump know about the kids.
Correct.
Trump know about the kids. Yo. Protect your kids out there, man.
Clearly, right?
Yeah.
I would think he knew.
Yeah, hell yeah. He put the fucking dude in charge of the child sex crimes, and that was Epstein's man. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. Yeah, it's nasty out here.
It was the prosecutor that let Epstein walk in 08.
Yeah, so that was his. He was cool with Epstein. He let him walk.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he know.
Yep.
He know. He probably got some dirt on Donnie. That's what it is. But they ain't say nothing. They ain't see the videos I've been watching. They ain't been saying nothing about Donnie. Like what? Like it ain't no conspiracies on him. Like what he was doing and shit. They talking about the fucking Democrats and shit, yo, and it's crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, it's easier to blame the Democrats and just go, yeah, look at them all. But, you know, people forget, like, it's on both sides of the aisle. They forget back in not so long ago, Dennis Hassert, who used to be Speaker of the House, Republican, pretty sure he's from Texas. Maybe not Texas, but he's locked up. I think he's doing, like, 98 life sentences for having child porn.
Damn.
Country kids. It's on both sides of the aisles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some wild shit, man. It's that shit's scary, yo. It's fucking scary, yo. It's some scary ass shit. I don't want no parts of that, man. Send the military. Don't get in that rabbit hole that I got in, man. Don't do it. It's
get
scary.
Come around me with that. You can skip me.
Yeah, that shit's scary, man.
You can skip.
Shit's scary, definitely if it's real. But you know,
it's
entertaining.
I'm gonna take some clips for the fans when we're down here this week too.
Oh yeah, what you going? Because yeah. What's today? So you got a whole day tomorrow to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I got it planned. I'm gonna I'll put some clips up on the IG.
Oh, all right.
I'm probably gonna go, maybe peacefully or not so peacefully, protest out front of Carol Baskin.
Okay. Man, what if you see her? What if she pull that thing out on you?
Her penis?
Nah, not unfold the loaf. I'm talking about the strap. What she got the strap on her? Damn, that sound like a piece too.
Right. Let's start reading this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hadn't thought that far. What if we see her? I probably start screaming, dude. Fucking bitch.
You gonna bring a sign?
Active. Here's there, yeah.
You gonna bring a sign when you go?
Mine. Oh yeah, I already priced out poster boards for sure.
Oh, that's fire.
Yep. Yep. Oh yeah, definitely.
That's fire,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
Yeah, we're gonna holler at y'all next week, man. We're gonna wrap it up. Tell us it's a wrap. So it's a wrap, man. We love y'all.
Tell us the fact. Cheers. LOX. Niggas don't know how it's about to come this time. No more shiny suits. None of that shit.